Have you ever stopped to think about all those unwritten rules we follow, socially, I mean, how we just kind of know what's okay and what's not, even when it's subtle, most of us just, navigate it. But what if your brain's wiring for that social GPS was different? Today, we're doing a deep dive into a genesis of the corpus callosum, or AGCC. There's this really interesting research paper showing how it affects social understanding. We want to pull out the key insights for you.
Yeah, it's fascinating. AGCC is a condition you're born with where the corpus callosum, that's the main bundle of nerves connecting the brain's two halves. Well, it's either missing or only partly formed. And the really key thing, especially with primary AGCC, where that's the main issue, is that folks often have, average general
Okay,
intelligence.
so average intelligence, but there are still differences.
Despite that, they often show maybe mild to moderate deficits, mostly in cognition and understanding social stuff. Researchers often talk about three core things: less efficient communication between the hemispheres, like the two sides aren't chatting smoothly, plus slower cognitive processing speed, and real difficulty when faced with complex problems they haven't seen before.
Right. So it makes you wonder, how do people with AGCC handle the very subtle world of social norms, especially with those cognitive differences you mentioned? How did the study even try to measure something like that? It seems so intuitive for most people.
That's exactly what the study wanted to figure out. They used a specific tool, the social norms questionnaire.
Ah, the SNQ. Right. So tell us about that. How does it work?
Well, imagine you're given a list of 22 everyday behaviors,
Okay.
and you have to say if they're appropriate or inappropriate based on sort of dominant cultural norms, in this case, US norms. Examples help, right? So, like, pick your nose in public. That's pretty clearly inappropriate for most.
Yeah, clear violation.
But then you have things like, eat ribs with your fingers, or maybe cry during a movie in a theater. Those are more
Contextual problem.
generally acceptable in certain
Yeah.
situations.
So it's not just black and white. And it measures more than just accuracy.
Right. It doesn't just give a total score. It looks at two specific things: break, that's identifying clear violations, like the nose picking example, and over adhere, which is about being too rigid, seeing nuance or exceptions as violations when they're actually okay.
Okay, got it. So what did they actually find? How did the AGCC group score?
Well, the results were pretty clear. The individuals with AGCC, they scored significantly lower overall on understanding these social norms compared to the control group. But here's the really interesting part, the key insight, I think.
Yeah.
They showed significantly higher rates of over-adherence, meaning they really struggled with the gray areas, the exceptions to the rules.
Ah, so it wasn't that they were breaking rules more often, there was no difference there.
Exactly. No significant difference in the break score. The difficulty was in the over-applying of rules being too rigid.
That is fascinating. It feels almost counterintuitive. You might expect more rule breaking, but it's the opposite, an over-adherence. How does that connect with other things we know about AGCC?
It actually fits quite well. This over-adherence, it lines up with known difficulties they have with non-literal language.
Yeah.
Understanding things that aren't meant literally, idioms, proverbs, even humor sometimes, getting beyond the concrete meaning is tough.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it also connects to what's called deficient theory of mind. That's the challenge in accurately figuring out what other people might be thinking or intending based on their actions and context. And it even links to struggles with, like, narrative social imagination, how they sometimes build stories or scenarios in their head. Integrating all the social cues can be harder.
So, if understanding abstract language and imagining perspectives is harder, is it almost like without that main connection, the brain defaults to a more literal, rule-bound strategy because simulating those social nuances is harder?
That seems to be the implication. These findings suggest that not having the corpus callosum leads to, let's say, a weakness in more fluid cognitive processes. That ability to think flexibly, adapt on the fly, especially when it comes to imagining alternatives or solving new kinds of complex problems.
Wow. It really makes you appreciate how much of our own daily social life isn't about strict rules, is it? It's about, reading the room, interpreting subtle cues, adapting to context. So maybe a final thought for you listening. Just consider how much of your social skill relies on that invisible flexibility, not just rule following. Does thinking about AGCC maybe give you a new appreciation for that complex social dance we all do?